This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's easy, what with the food and the family and the football and all, to forget about the rest of the world today. But there is much going on across the pond this week, which has us asking,
what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
Matt Smith works for a travel company in Edinburgh, Scotland. Caitlin Carroll used to work here, as in right here at Marketplace. She's a freelancer in Frankfurt, Germany now. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai. How's it going?
Good, good. So, Matt, this is your first Thanksgiving overseas as an expat, yes?
Indeed it is.
So what's it like? Are you doing the turkey thing?
Kind of bummed, actually. Yeah, I have no family get-together scheduled, but my wife and I are going to have a little Thanksgiving. But I'm actually going to introduce my European teammates to American Thanksgiving next month.
All right, well, good. Good. Caitlin, you're in Frankfurt, yes?
Yep.
What's it like there? Are you doing the big thing?
Well, I'm not doing it, but another reporter is. So I'm going to go over to a reporter from the Wall Street Journal. She's having a bunch of American expats and some curious Germans over for Thanksgiving dinner.
That's the best way to do it, is have somebody else do it. Now, is there in Germany this Black Friday thing where you go out? I mean, obviously, it's not Black Friday for them because they don't have Thanksgiving. But do they go out and get going on Thanksgiving shopping early like we do?
So short answer is no, but
okay, slightly longer answer.
But the slightly longer answer is this is about a week away from the start to the Christmas market season. And so that's sort of what Thanksgiving means to me here, is that I know in about a week you're going to have all of the different Christmas market stalls open. There'll be Glühwein for sale, ornaments. So that's really when the holiday shopping gets started.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Matt, up there in Edinburgh, is there talk of the European financial crisis and doom and gloom, or have you guys sort of skipped that and you're not paying attention?
Well, it just depends on the day. I mean, I'm sure most of your listeners are aware there's a little bit of an independence debate going on, just a little bit. So pretty much any news story has something to do with the independence vote. I mean, any tie they can put in there to independence, they'll put it in there. But it's the British mentality, as I'm learning. It's this, you know, keep going, moving forward effort that they like to do. And that's been their mentality since the end of World War II.
Yeah. Caitlin, down in Germany, is there a lot of talk still about the financial crisis, or has that sort of gone into like holiday hiatus?
Yes, there is a lot of talk about it in the news cycle, but I would say just among friends and, you know, people that I run into in the street, it's a little bit, I think people kind of have hit their euro crisis threshold, and they're not really talking about it day to day. I think a lot of people still are taking vacations and being cautious, but that's more about the German character than I think a real worry about the economy.
This is great. This is like two stories of independent European character here with the Scots and the Germans.
Definitely.
This is a completely random thing, but it's because I just went to Starbucks. Have the Starbucks over there switched over to the Christmas cups yet? I mean, has that whole thing inundated you guys yet, Matt?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This year, actually, I followed Starbucks on Twitter, and it was quite funny because they were talking about new drinks coming up, and there was the pumpkin spice latte, and I'm like, oh, this is... I've had this for so many years, but yeah, the queues are big here. Yeah, definitely.
I think I'm horrified to find out that we've introduced pumpkin spice lattes to the Scots. I'm just not proud of that. Hey, so Caitlin, when you go out and you shop, and when the Christmas markets eventually start up, are people spending or are they window shopping?
I would say people are spending. I was actually in Berlin yesterday doing a little early Christmas shopping, and there were a lot of shopping bags walking out of the stores. So it seemed like even though there weren't sales, people are comfortable spending money. I think there's a readiness for the holiday, and the stores are stocking up even though they're not actually putting things at discount yet.
Matt Smith, he's in Edinburgh, Scotland. Caitlin Carroll, once of Marketplace, now of Frankfurt, Germany. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.